This is Stephen Anderson reading Flight 006. I did not really believe the stick-thin Porteño seated next to me on the flight from Santiago to Buenos Aires when he leaned into me with an elbow tap and voluntarily confessed to me that in all his years as an air traffic controller, only once did he experience a UFO, one that 5 months before had hovered above the glass tower of the main airport in Buenos Aires for what seemed like a frozen minute before shooting a laser-like beam that cleanly pierced the glass tower just seconds before it flew off and became instantly invisible. I noticed the peculiar way the man with the pencil-lined mustache nodded as he narrated his tale, as though he were trying to convince himself of what he had just related. After all, grabbing a stranger on a plane to tell all that to was, I thought, marginally bizarre, if not downright so. And to add to the strangeness, we later parted with just a handshake as we exited the plane once in the land of the Porteños. This life is undeniably full of enigmas, not to mention quirky people. So flake is the word impression I had as I glanced across the carousel, as he appeared to be in a deep state of impenetrable thought, oblivious to everyone and everything around him. I retrieved my bag and exited through customs, never to see the man again. As plagued as I was at the time by what might be described as the Peace Corps volunteer wanderlust syndrome, I arrived about 2 weeks later back in Buenos Aires after my travels up to Uruguay and Brazil with just about enough money to pay for a flight over to Mendoza, just over the Andes from Chile, where I needed to return like 3 days before. It just so turned out that there happened to be a U.S. Air Force base there where two pilots adopted the speckless wayfarer for 3 days before paying for a taxi van up over the Andes to Santiago. As they were driving me to the taxi, I related the story about the man on the plane. And as I was doing so, they looked at each other and grinned. They both flew missions over South America, and they seemed to know of what I spoke.